I don't.
Hey, folks, welcome back. We're here. We're ready to talk to you about some health topics on the World News Broder Show. I had a whole intro messed up. Thank you, guys, and welcome to Worldwide Brodercast.
No. Welcome to the Worldwide Broadcast of the Ted Dawson Broder Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And today, buckle your seatbelts. We're going to go into nattokinase and why you need it.
We got a whole thing. That was way better. It's Friday for me. I'm booting up. You guys give about 10 minutes.
I've done this once or twice.
Yeah, it's my second purple stick. We're going to go into some wild topics today. One of them, we're talking about how 71% of baby foods now have ultra-processed ingredients in them. Going to be discussing in detail the nattokinase and a groundbreaking new study on it that's showing that, well, you guys stay tuned. You'll find out. This is pretty wild with nattokinase. And we're going to be on a whole lot of other health topics and some of the benefits of acai and why this formula is built the way that it is and why we have it the way that it is and why it has so many health, antioxidant, and heart protective properties to it with the acai. So stay tuned on it. And one other article I'm going to cover today, this is an interesting one, says how to add more disease-free years to your life. As so many people, websites, news stories, doctors, pretty much have now made it common as an acceptable practice that you just need to get used to being sick the rest of your life.
You know, it's the truth.
It is. I've gotten numb to it. I've gotten used to the fact that people and doctors go, well, it's just something you've got to deal with. You know, you're 30 years old now. Okay, what? Well, you need to be ready for, you know, you know about statins. I told you guys yesterday, the American Heart Association now dropped the age level to 30 years old now for statin drugs. 30.
Well, what they've started to do, they've started to define health as the absence of a major disease.
Exactly right.
So in case, if you don't have heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, they think you're healthy.
Yeah.
But you have 40, 50 things wrong with you, and they're treating you with all these different drugs, and you're 30 years old, but they consider you to be healthy because you don't have the major killers. And you're like, but the drugs you're giving me are going to cause the major killers.
They've normalized feeling like crap all the time with no energy levels, with no mental focus, with brain fog.
That's true.
That's the normal thing now.
Well, no, that's the wanted thing because
the wanted normal.
It makes you more susceptible to listen to them about the drugs and for you to stay in the medical industrial complex.
Yep. And that is why I've told you it's so important, especially if you're having kids, really watch what the doctors talk about and what they try to push on you
at
a younger age with the children, because what happens is these kids also too, they get normalized from an early age. Oh, we have to go to the doctor every month, Mom. Oh,
more vaccines.
My wellness checkup, Mom.
More vaccines.
I haven't got my shots this month, Mom.
That's right.
And whether or not they actually say that to you verbally, they're getting normalized to that.
That's right.
Mentally.
That's right. They are.
And that's why with like food, like with, they said, here now, 71% of all baby foods are ultra processed ingredients. Now, the new studies found that baby foods in the United States contains additives linked to gut disruption, ADHD, and obesity.
You know, and one of the worst things that people don't realize that is really bad for these young kids is ultra-processed milk.
Yes.
It is so toxic.
Well, milk's always been the staple, right? You drink your milk. You grow strong. It's got protein, and it's got fat. It's got calcium. And in essence, that is a true statement. You know, cow's milk and goat's milk for younger kids can be really beneficial at packing on weight. If it's certified organic and it hasn't been ultra-processed and ultra-homogenized and ultra-pasteurized.
A lot of milk doesn't even require refrigeration anymore, Austin. It lasts for months and months and months in the container, and you don't even have to, as long as you don't open it, because it's so devoid of any life.
Well, they've certified now most milks are considered ultra-processed foods.
They're not even considered actual milk categories anymore. You could take these milks, like you can get like a... Yeah, homogenized, ultra processed milk product. Maybe you can get lactose free milk or whatever. Put it in the refrigerator. You come back 2 months later,
it's still good.
It's still good.
Yeah.
And when we were kids, if you left your milk in the refrigerator for more than like 4 or 5 days, woo, doggy, it would be sour.
Well, I deal with it all the time. That's why I'm always telling the kids, because we have a farm that we go down to in Mulberry, and we get 100% grass fed organic raw milk. I need to come back.
Certified.
I've been drinking it. So, man, stuff packs weight on you fast. Yeah, yeah. Not good weight either when you're adult.
Well, and then people have lactose problems. They don't have lactose problems with that kind of milk.
They got an ultra-pasteurized, homogenized problem because every time, like myself, I don't handle processed dairy good. I always thought it was always just me, but a lot of times my nose will start running in the morning. It's bad. My nose is stuffed up for days if I eat a bunch of ice cream. Well, if I drink this organic certified raw milk, it doesn't do that to me at all. Now, if I drink regular pasteurized milk or I drink ice cream, it does it to me almost immediately. I ate some ice cream. In like 30 minutes, I had a histamine reaction.
Oh, yeah.
I started blowing my nose. My face got all stuffed up, and I'm like, man, I just didn't handle it. Like, I can drink a glass of raw milk. Nothing.
I remember Sharon and I went on a honeymoon cruise.
Yeah.
Okay, this is way back when. And I remember all of a sudden it was like dessert time.
Yeah.
And by the third day, I was sick as a dog from the histamine reaction.
The sugar and the milk and the processed dairy.
I was sick. And I thought, this is great. We have a honeymoon, right? This is awful. And I've learned, you pump that sugar into yourself like that and that dairy into yourself like that.
It's a bad combination. That's bad. Why pretty much the only time I'll actually go out and eat ice cream is there's basically an ice cream place right down the street. By Brack Shack, it's connected to it. If you guys are in Arbordale, check it out. They got good brisket, got good ice cream, and the ice cream comes out of, I think, Wesley Chapel area with the Amish folks.
They've got good cornbread there, too.
I don't normally eat cornbread, but man, it's like, it's retarded good. So back to this with a study. It says a study reveals that 71% of infant and toddler foods, drinks, and snacks in the United States are considered ultra processed. Ultra processed foods are additive sugars, highly refined ingredients that are associated with significant health risks. A study in nutrients examined data captured from 651 products from 8 of the top U.S. grocery store chains in the United States between March and May of 2023. Researchers at the Global Institute of Health found additives were the most common ingredient type used in baby foods. 71% of the baby foods had significant amount of ultra-processed food additives. Primarily, they said the thickeners, emulsifiers, colors, and flavor enhancers. And they said this stuff is just has no benefit at all, much less giving it to infants and toddlers that are growing. So that being said, use discretion when you're buying this stuff. If you're going to give kids food, this baby food on here, make sure you're either making it yourself. You can make it yourself. We used to do it all the time with Hunter. Or you can basically get some organic stuff. It's expensive now, though. But stay away from this ultra-processed stuff because it is doing nothing but building allergies, causing immune development issues, and causing more and more health problems the later on down the road the kids get. Remember, at their age, you got to think about this. You know, a 2 or 3 year old eats a whole bag of chips. It's full ultra processed food. That's like an adult eating 6 or 7 bags
because of their weight.
Because the kilograms are by their body weight, poundage. So you got to understand that's one of the reasons why a lot of these kids are so reactive to food dyes. They'll eat something in a full sitting, and it's got red 40 in an high fructose corn syrup. Well, if they're only 30 pounds, and you're 200 pounds. You're talking almost 7 times the amount. You'd be like, you eat 7 times of what they just ate.
This is the exact reason when you give a child that hepatitis shot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, at birth, right? That has all that mercury in it. And that child weighs 7, 8 pounds.
Aluminum. It's got 150 micrograms of aluminum in it.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's the problem. And, you know, the FDA has ignored that question is when you compare that as far as kilogram per milligrams of aluminum, micrograms of aluminum, you give that to an adult. It's like giving thousands of micrograms of aluminum in one shot.
It's equivalent of an adult would have to weigh like 800 pounds to get the same amount.
To take the same amount. And so, again, be cautious. Do your research. That's why we do it on this show. And if you guys need anything, make sure you're staying up to date on the site at thebrowershow.com. Put in your name, first name, last name, email, and get up to date on the Brewers Show and Health Masters. I would click both of them. That way you get the specials on the Health Masters. We send stuff out on there every single day, like the Purple Stick formula. Yesterday I went into detail on the cardiovascular properties of acai.
Oh, my gosh, great show.
I mean, the fact is I put a gram of acai powder extract in every scoop of this product. That's one of the reasons why it works so good and you don't crash. That's the problem that most people have failed to understand in developing energy products is they don't actually feed your cells with bioactive B vitamins like the B12 and stuff like that. They just put a boatload of caffeine, a boatload of stems. They hammer your body. They put some cheap synthetic B vitamins in it, and it wrecks your body. It gets you all nervous. I remember back in the day, because I used to drink energy drinks. I'm not even going to lie. When I worked construction, I see
builders. I told you not to.
Yeah. I was 21. I was a kid. shit. And I remember you start working on them for a while, four, five, six of them. You get tremors. Hands start shaking. You know, you're gram of caffeine. It's not good for the heart.
It's also a lot of has aspartame in it, too, by the
way. Oh, yeah. And so, again, this is why we put this together like this. So the cans are in stock. The boxes are on stock for product of the week. Check them out at teamhealthmasters.com. And I'm going to get into the natokinase here in a minute. I'm going to get this pulled up. What's your next story you got this morning on some health stuff, my friend?
Well, it's not a health story. Do you want me to do it or not?
Oh, I just teed you up to be a health story. Oh,
know.
It's not a health story now.
I pulled something else up.
It's Health Friday.
No, I got health story.
It's Health Friday, man.
I got Health Friday?
Health Friday. Yeah, make sure you enunciate on the end of that.
Health Friday.
Health
It needs to be something with an F. Fantastic Friday.
There's no health in that.
Fabulous Friday. Fantastically Healthy Friday.
Fantastically Healthy Friday. It's a lot.
Oh, here we go. It's a weird story, but it's going to be okay.
Here we go.
We have a lot of people contact us all the time, and they've got issues with having kids.
Oh, that is very common now, unfortunately.
And now I'm going to talk about it for just a second here, because I saw this study came up. It says, abstinence in men may spoil the sperm quality and make the man infertile.
All right. Process that for a second.
In other words, if you're not having sex on a regular basis, your sperm gets bad in your body.
I didn't know it goes bad.
I didn't either.
Not like an expiration date on it?
No, it actually does.
Does it really?
Yeah. And, you know, from a biological standpoint, it says they don't just sit in storage. They age, and sometimes it measures the quality. Yeah, the
climate. They don't just sit in storage?
Old sperm. In humans, the effect is real.
Big storage.
There's a trade-off. Absence may increase a little bit of sperm count, but it causes the quality to go way down. And for some, and the reason they're doing this, they're talking to people about having to be abstinent for several weeks before you do a sperm sample if you're trying to do in vitro fertilization. The in vitro fertilization has gotten so common now, Austin, because
huge.
No, it's because of the COVID shot. Because that COVID shot attacked ovaries and testicles.
Well, I think it's the COVID shot's been a huge influencer, but I think even before that.
Well, no, it was because of the hormones.
Yes, and the ultra processed foods and all the hormones in the food too.
And I know a lot of you guys don't care about this. I got it, but you got to. But when
I needed a health topic, he delivered.
Wanted, yeah, but here's the thing: Okay, Sharon's mom took a hormone called diethylsilbestrol when she was pregnant with Sharon.
That's what's banned now, isn't it?
It's banned.
Yeah.
And it caused a massive problem with the girls who basically's mothers took that product when they were pregnant with infertility. It was a major problem with a lot of people. And so all of these things that we do to our bodies, including taking vaccines, taking immunizations, taking COVID shots, having estrogen in the food supply, because estrogen and testosterone are antagonistic. Okay, they cause a massive reduction in sperm quality in men. Men's sperm is down like 70-80% in some areas.
And high estrogen makes it worse.
Yeah, it makes it worse. And so I'm going to post this article. I'm not going to make a big deal about it and start reading it all because it's kind of weird anyhow. But what they're saying in here is they start talking about nitric oxide, how important it is. Now I don't know if we have a can of that anywhere. I don't know. It's called HGH Stimulate. There we go.
So we have a full can.
There we go. HGH Stimulate. This product is amazing. Okay, this is like a natural Viagra for men. So, man, if you're going to start taking this product, you better talk to your wife first, make sure it's okay.
It'll give you a wicked pump in the gym, too. This has been a staple for all of us in the gym.
We've had that product for decades. It's a phenomenal product. But it's like I said, it's like a natural Viagra. And so it starts talking about how important nitric oxide is. It was Molecule of the Year a few years ago, won a Nobel Prize. People need to understand that without that, a man really can't be a man, I guess you could say. Can't really have sex. And so the reality is that needs to be taken on a regular basis if you're trying to have kids or if you're trying to be in a relationship with your wife that's basically, I'm not going to go any deeper than this. And so the crazy part about it is that you take that, you take vitamin E, and you take zinc, and you'll have a massive increase in libido within a week.
Nitric oxide helps to expand the blood vessels. It's a natural, basically, vasodilator. I mean, it opens up all the blood vessels. That's why it gives you such a pump in the gym.
Well,
that's why it also helps you in other aspects that he's talking about.
If you've
about.
Got erectile dysfunction, this is one of the things that you may be short of. There, I said it.
Vasodilation to decrease blood pressure, improve organ blood flow, prevent unwanted blood clotting. We'll talk more about that in a second. Anti-inflammatory properties in arteries. That's a huge one, by the way. Aids in digestive process by promoting movement of digested foods. Regulates bladder function. Promotes erectile function and sexual arousal in men and women. Protects the skin against ionizing radiation from the sun. In addition, nitric oxide functions as a signaling molecule in concert with other molecules and hormones in the body, meaning nitric oxide is an amplifier. Mm-hmm. It helps other hormones in the body work better and more effectively.
Now, also, we have to remember it can be an oxidant, too. So that's why we put quercetin
in it. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I take quercetin every day now. We have a little bottle of quercetin. I don't think we have any out here.
No. And we sell it by itself.
Well, no. The scooper is like this big.
It's super potent.
It literally lasts for months upon months. One bottle, because the serving size is so
tiny. I've had some people like, man, that stuff's so expensive. I'm like, dude, it lasts forever.
Yeah,
it
lasts months.
It's quercetin, man. It's unbelievably expensive to manufacture high doses.
Every morning I get up. Okay, and I
drink a purple stick. We know that one.
No, I wander into the kitchen aimlessly, right? I'm looking around, and then I say, purple sticks. Okay, and I have a glass of water distilled, I take two scoops of this or two packs of this, and I put it into the glass of water, and then I put a full scoop of the powdered vitamin C.
Yeah.
The one with the antioxidants in it. And then I put a scoop of the quercetin in it. Then I put my little stir. I can't talk about that anymore. I got a little electric stirrer that works great, and I stick that in there. And I stir it up.
Or you can put it in a Health Master shaker. Those work too.
Those work great unless you get the wrong lid on them, and then you make a mess.
You got PTSD from that. That was not my fault.
No,
dude.
No, you guys don't know this happened. I'm here shaking it.
It was live.
No, was it live?
It was live.
And I got it all over me. I had to get up and put a different shirt on. It was that bad. So yeah, I got a little PTSD.
He did not put the correct lid on my shaker.
I didn't.
There was a Bobo generic one that was out here in the barn.
It was.
Honestly, it was probably from my college days.
It was.
I had about half a dozen lids out here from different shakers. He put the wrong one. It wasn't my proprietary sealed shaker that I have on mine.
I took a bath in purple
sticks. He took a bath in purple. I think he had Fit Food in it, too.
Oh, it was
you?
A mess. And I had to get up, go to the bathroom. So now I use a little stirrer.
So if you need an extra shaker, just throw one in your cart, and the lids are sealed. They don't leak.
And
they're
don't
amazing.
Mix lids with other shakers.
And I put these are like the most robust shakers I've ever made. I made them so I could drop them out of my truck, which I'm prone to doing. And
I'm not saying you could drive over it with a diesel, but any shaker I've ever seen built like that,
yeah,
it'd be the closest thing to getting.
Well, and my son, he's a bit abrupt with things. I have found this out. Stetson is probably the wildest child that I have ever had.
Good luck with that.
And he likes to take things outside, and he likes to throw them against the wall. Not joking. I've gone on to him about this, but he is destructive. He likes to see what happens when things break. I'm not joking. So I try not to punish him for it. I try to keep it outside. Now, in the house, different story. You can start throwing stuff against my, you know, my floor molding and everything else's just cabinets. But he's good about that now. But he likes to just see what things. The other day, he had a toy, and he was trying to run it over with his little car that he drives, he rides on, just to see what happens when he runs it over. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Has he tried a shaker yet?
No, I won't give. Well, actually, you know what? I could do it. I can take a video of him throwing it. I guarantee you he won't.
Why don't we do it? Let's see the indestructible Health Master shaker by
Survive Stetson. I'll post a video if you ask for that.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, switching gears, this is another topic that I wanted to cover here. This is a really cool story, and it says basically it goes into detail about how you can live many years. I talked about earlier how you could have more disease-free years to your life as a topic that I guess is becoming far and few between for most people. Like I said, they start thinking this is normal to be sick all the time, to basically have all these health problems. And it says a 60,000 person study found that little daily changes to three key habits adds disease-free years to your life. Now, you're going to find that we've talked about these topics many a time on this show before. They're just, this is more in detail now as far as what it is. And it says, what the study found, it says, while habits are known to affect how long and how well we live, they usually are studied on their own. When examined alone, large changes were needed to see meaningful improvements. However, they said here they wanted to see what happens when small habits were changed over multiple things. It says, for example, physical activity on its own has been associated for additional lifespans. Sleep has been shown to benefit. Then they said on here as far as changing daily diets. The largest gains from combining physical activity, moderate sleep, and high-quality diet.
So you exercise.
Exponential effect.
Eat clean and get plenty of sleep.
Exponential effect, they said. Exponential.
Exponential. Wow.
Exponential on reducing as far as diseases. Pretty much everybody that's in the combination that trained, they said, roughly 100 minutes a week, got 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, and regularly ate vegetables, fruits, fish, and eggs. These factors combined were an additional 9 years of lifespan average compared to the group with the worst habits.
Well, you think about it. Statin drugs, you take them for 37 years.
Yeah.
37 years on statins, you live 3 days. And you're sick the whole time because of the statin side effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like something I want to not sign up for.
They said this isn't just about living longer. It's about living nearly a decade more on average free from chronic diseases.
Yeah, you know, I told you something a few years ago.
What'd you tell me a few years ago?
And I said, you were asking me about hormone replacement therapy, right? And I said, I don't need it.
Yeah.
And I said, I feel great.
Yeah.
And I said, if I ever needed it, I would do it.
Correct.
Yeah, now listen to me for a second. Now, we're talking about testosterone therapy and other things, which I don't do at all. And I told Austin, I said, as long as I feel great and my energy levels are high and my mental acuity is high, I'm not going to start on HRTs. I'm not going to do it because it down-regulates testosterone. It's bad. It really is. And so what I learned over the years is this. If you eat the right foods, do the right things, have the right lifestyle, your age kind of just stops, right? You kind of just stop aging. And I guess that's because of, you know, telomere length, you know, mitochondria, all the other things. But if you give your body what it needs, it kind of just chills out with you and it doesn't get old. Now, I've seen people before. Yeah, you know, I go to my class reunion from my high school. About half of them are dead now. And I'm not being mean. I'm just about half of them are dead because a lot of them were basically drugs in high school. We had one guy, his name was Johnny, and he had the Johnny Jeep.
The Johnny Jeep.
We had a Jeep. Yeah. Real nice old Jeep.
I love Jeeps.
And they'd sit out there and hotbox it with pot every morning. They'd get stoned before they went to class.
That's always a good way to have really good memory.
Oh, yeah.
Class, yeah.
And the last time I saw this guy, he's covered with lesions. I think he's on meth. I don't know what's going on with him. And he looks about 50 years older than everybody else. I'm not even if he's alive anymore. And you think, well, why did that happen? Because when you speed up the candle, you take a candle, you turn it sideways, you light both sides.
It'll bright.
It's bright. It'll burn.
A little short.
It burns twice as bright, half as long. You know, if the doctor goes even faster than that. And so it burns out quick. And so many people end up dying when they're very, very, very young, in their 50s, 40s, 30s, whatever, because of their lifestyle choices. And then they have chronic problems. They've got health issues. They can't sleep. They've got, you know, menstrual issues. They've got headaches. The list goes on and on and on. But if you ask them if they're healthy, they tell you they're healthy because they don't have heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. And I told you this years ago, you know, I would rather live as long as I can, as healthy as I can, than I have to go on HRTs. You know, when I'm in my 90s, I'll do it. To get another 10, squeak out another 10 years, people say, well, it may cut your life expectancy 10 years back. Okay, stay with me for a second. So I'm 90, I go on HRT, so I live to be 100. Right? Well, because I took the HRTs, I may not live to be 105 like a lot of my family does, right? And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, but I had 10 more years of productivity.
Without being at 100 on your testosterone.
Well, why do I want to be 90 years old in a nursing home?
Yeah.
That would suck beyond belief. Well, I have no interest in that.
And that's what I've addressed. Cause I've had a lot of customers bring that topic up with HRTs, and I've always told them the Tribulus Fuel, the Testo Plus,
right.
Those are the absolutely best products you take. Now, I've had customers before that are starting to get older, and they run the Tribulus, they run the Tonga, they've had an injury, or there's something happened, and they can't, even with the products, they can't get their test of like 100, 150, 200. And at that point, I tell them, listen, you've tried all these supplements. You've had this happen to you in the past, or this happened, or your age, or whatever's happening. At this point, like you just said, my opinion, this is my opinion, not giving medical advice, I would rather recommend you do this, even if it cuts a couple years off your life, if it does.
Because the quality of your life.
The quality of life. If you're in your 70s or 80s, you've had an injury, you can't get your... Because the problem is, once your test goes below about 200 as a man, you got no energy. Your body, men are designed to function on high testosterone. Everything does better with us with high testosterone. And so, but again, most of the time I've seen the Tribulus Fuel, especially stacked with the Testo Plus, those two together work incredibly good. Because remember, I told you guys, when testosterone goes down in men, estrogen goes up. When estrogen goes up, pretty much everything goes bad in men.
Last time I had my testosterone tested, it was at 800.
Yeah.
You think, whoa, yeah, I know. And so it's crazy how it does that if you just keep the aging process at bay and you maintain health. Now, since we're talking about aging processes, this is an interesting article. This is my fluff for the day.
Your fluff? We got some bubble gum for the brain.
It's 23 after. We can do this because it ties together with the HGH stimulate. It ties together with sperm count. It ties together with everything else. It's dating again. And now the AARP, listen to this. The American Association of the Retired People have come out with a warning about dating. Because, here's the segue. So many of the people who you're married to have not taken care of themselves and they check out early.
Gosh.
All right? So now you're stuck here. You've taken care of yourself your whole life. Your spouse is gone. And now you're like,
I'm stuck here.
No.
You make it sound like you're in another Twilight Zone.
Well, no, because you don't
I'm
know what to do.
Stuck here.
So you start dating. So now they've come out to warn you.
Have they?
Here's what they said. you'll get a wrong number text. Hey, Joe, how are you doing today? Hey, Ted, how are you doing today? Hey, Melanie, how are you doing today? Good, haven't talked to you in a while. You go, who is this? So you start texting them back. 99% of the time, that's a scam. Because they don't know who you are. They may have your name and your number, but they've never talked to you. And it says, a wrong text number, if you reply, you'll soon find yourself in a conversation with them. All of a sudden, they create a relationship out of nothing. It's a scam. Number two, they want to talk to you directly. They want to basically have a conversation with you. Now, I disagree with this because it's telling them that they want to meet with you or talk to you directly. I will say this to you. If they refuse to talk to you directly, it's a scam.
Well, especially if you want to FaceTime somebody. FaceTime's like the end-all, be-all shutdown. And I did this on a business deal. I had that one guy try to scam me out of a set of wheels and tires.
I remember that.
And he goes, I'm going to send you a check. I'm going to have the wheels picked up. I said, fantastic. Let's jump on a FaceTime so I can show you the wheels in person on the video. Huh? Well, I'm busy. I don't have time to do that. You're going to send me a check for a set of wheels and you don't even want to see a FaceTime live video of them? Delete, block, done.
But it says, it was busted on WhatsApp. It says they're trying to put you on WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp is a message platform that's used by a lot of scammers. It is, but it's also used by a lot of people who don't want to basically pay for long distance phone calls.
It's international, isn't it?
Or they don't want you basically to have their telephone number, which is okay too. But the whole key is that it says that basically they said it's to keep the people on the dating sites, which I disagree with. I don't agree with that at all. And I believe you need to use WhatsApp or you need to get a burner phone, Austin.
You can still get them.
No, you listen to me. You get one at Walmart for $30, okay? And and that way you can give out a phone number. But you know, it just you don't want to give them your real phone number because too much stuff is linked to your cell phone number.
True.
Number three, they live far away. Oh, I can't meet you in person. I live in Seattle. You know, goodbye. Unless you want to fly there. Now, if they want to fly there, that's okay because that tells you they're a real person. Okay.
Seattle.
They are constantly in contact. They love bomb you.
They love bomb you.
That's what it says. They flourish you with attention, texting all hours and promising a life together forever. And they're texting you, you know, over and over again. They love bomb you. But the reality is they've never had a FaceTime chat with you. Now, you listen.
Scam.
They're not real.
Scam.
They're some dude, you know, in Algeria who basically has been given a script to read or type.
I've showed you the photo before of those scams, those scam rooms. They'll have 80 phones all tied in.
Well, wasn't it Andrew Tate guy who did that? He ran those dating scams out of
allegedly,
supposedly.
Yeah, he was where they knew he was basically running all those cam girls too.
Well, yeah, right. You make plans to meet them, but something always comes up. They can't meet you. Sorry, I have got another appointment. Sorry, I can't make it today. And there's always an excuse. I'm going to give these guys a little bit of advice here, ladies too. You schedule a date with somebody and they don't show up or they cancel on you at the last minute, done.
That goes with business, too.
That's right.
I've done this before, and we both talked about this. You got somebody that every time you try to meet with them, they're always running unbelievably late or they don't show up. They always, I'm busy. I can't make our meeting in 5 minutes now. I'm going to reschedule. Mm-hmm. That's dictating a lot of their quality of what they're going to project in another business.
Well, it's more than that, too. And here's what I've seen. If they're lying to you about that, and they say, I don't have 60 seconds to talk to you on FaceTime, they're a scam. Here's why. If they don't have 60 seconds to talk to you on FaceTime, how are they going to take an hour out to meet you for lunch?
That's a valid point.
If they don't have 60 seconds, what I'm telling you is they're using somebody else's photos. They're 100 pounds heavier than they say they are, or their photos are 20 years old, or they're not even real. They've got to FaceTime you immediately. They need money for an emergency. I fell on the ice and I broke my elbow. I need $600 for the emergency room.
Bro, why are you going to at me like that?
No, I actually had that happen.
I decided to have fun there. You guys remember that a couple years ago? I was having fun on the ice of North Carolina with the kids. I broke my wrist.
Sliding.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, I need money for an emergency. Your online companion has a sudden medical problem, legal crisis, or business disaster, and they need cash fast, and you're the only one who can help. Well, how about you go to the bank? How about you get your credit card out and you pay for it yourself? How about that? Seven, they have an investment opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to help me with my Bitcoin. I want you to help me with this investment. And I believe it or not,
I'm an African prince, and I don't know what to do with all my money.
You know, and so I had a friend of mine fall for that. He wired them. He gave them his bank account. Now, this is true. It's a true story. He gave them their bank account number because they were going to wire $1 million. You know who I'm talking about. I won't mention the guy's passed away. He was going to give them his bank account number to wire like $100 million into because it was an African prince. He had it was a business account. He had $50,000. Man, instantly took it out. Took all the money out. Stole it all. Guys, don't be doing stuff like that. Don't give out banking information. It says be careful not to overshare online. You never want to do it. Never tell them where you bank. Never tell them what you're doing. Never tell them your real name until you meet them. Don't even just tell them your name is Alfredo Gonzalez or something. Just something. I'm not picking on Spanish people.
Where did that come from, Alfredo Gonzalez? No. Sorry, Alfredo, if that's your name.
Tell them that your name is Alfredo Rosenberg.
Rosenberg?
Did I say Rosenberg?
Rosenbaum.
Okay.
Rosenstein.
No, you say, I love free air. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm just joking. I'm joking. Okay. Then you have to block them immediately so you don't do it. Then it says discuss new people that you meet with friends so you get feedback from them. And it says you have to do investigation on these people. Here's the thing. If the woman's been married five times and all of her guys died, like within a year after they met her.
I'm sorry, that's not funny. That's just.
Or the man's been married five times and all his wives died after he took out a life insurance policy on him. You got to realize that there's maybe a problem here. Then if you have a problem, they're a scammer. You got to cut off the contact. You got to block them immediately. You got to report the scammer to the dating site that you found them on. And you got to realize that these people are out there and they prey on you. And one of the things they do because of older people get real lonely, Austin.
Yep.
They get lonely and they don't want to be around, sitting around by themselves all the time. So they really, oh my gosh, somebody's paying attention to me. And now listen to me too. This is really important for you kids. Listen to me. If you're a little child or you're an adult child or whatever you are and you're not a brat, remember this. If you've got parents and one of the parents dies or both the parents get divorced or whatever, try to maintain contact with the parent so they have interaction with their family members. Don't just forget about them and forget. I know people that drop their parents off. I'm not going to mention names. They drop their parents off in a nursing home, their mom off in a nursing home. They don't show up for years. Years, Austin. I've seen it. Years. And they just leave them there isolated by themselves. And my question is this. If you claim to be a Christian, it says to honor your father and your mother so that it may go well with you and you may live long and prosper. Why in the world are you going to treat your parents like that? Be nice to them. Show some interest in them. They raised you, a little brat. Sorry, some of you aren't brats, but they raised you, so you need to be there for them and support them. Be courteous to them. If it wasn't for them, newsflash, you wouldn't be here. So always remember that, and always remember just take care of them. Okay, now, what's the next health story?
Well, I'm going to go into the NATO Knees. I pulled this article up that I wanted to cover first. I'll get into this next. This is crazy. I was talking about AI online and YouTube and what is – it's literally
– Look at this picture of this little kid on the phone. This is sad. It's sad.
That's normal.
I know it is.
And now they're saying a lot of these kids are because they're growing so quickly, they're all starting to have significant problems with back and neck posturing. They're actually getting what they're calling – tech neck.
Unbelievable.
Tech neck is the term for it.
I've had it before.
Well,
it hurts.
I've seen you just sit on the phone or on the computer. The problem is, you got to remember, these kids are growing at a rate that's inconceivable.
So their spine's going to
grow. So they're literally they're growing, but they're doing this all day. So they're growing and their neck's growing month after month, and all of a sudden they're starting to grow a giant curvature in their spine. Right? They're like T1, T2. Tech neck.
Like an alien. It's awful. It's terrible.
They're literally changing the structure of human beings with this. But you guys hold that thought. I'm going to get into something even more crazy right here. We'll touch base. We'll rewind to this one. You guys stay tuned. This is huge. New study just released indicates NATO Kinesis, the product that we talked about for a decade and the one that we put in the spike protein survival kit.
I love this product.
Can reduce plaque that's linked to heart attacks and strokes by 36%. And they're not claiming this as far as a hard claim yet, but they're saying this product, NATO Kinesis, absolutely can do a significantly more than statins ever thought about doing.
We're making no claims.
No claims. Be careful how I phrase that. And remember, NATO Kinesis is a natural product. It says it's an enzyme extract from NATO, a Japanese fermented soybean food. Now, let me clarify this. I'm getting a bunch of emails. The NATO Kinesis formula extract we have, there is no soy in it. There's no phytoestrogens in it. There's none of that at all. This is a NATO Kinesis extract that we use. So clarify that. I don't want 5,000 emails on it. It's known to break down blood clots, improve blood flow, reduce blood pressure. Recent study showed 1,062 participants with evidence of mild arteriosclerosis observed to have high levels of lipids, cholesterol, showing that NATO Kinesis associated with 36% reduction in artery plaque size. This is huge. The research showed the effective treatment of this in the range of 6,000 to 12,000 FUs daily. It says Natokinase has also been used to treat people that received a COVID-19 injection. This is the researchers talking about this. Now, it also just got brought up, if you saw this. I don't watch a lot of his shows. I watch clips of them. But this just got brought up on Joe Rogan. And he's discussing it now, too. And he's saying, this is why everybody needs to be taking Natokinase that essentially ever got the shot. He said ultrasounds are showing the arterial plaque associated shrank by 36%. In this study, it claims the enzyme stops new blockages and helps reverse the ones you already have.
You know what? I'm going to make, because I don't take it every day, but this stuff's going to be back on my list for everyday usage.
Well, it's some cases I've heard if people already have really good blood flow and they don't have any plaquing, they start taking too high a doses with this, because the formula we have is really strong. They take too high doses of it, they say you can have some bruising from it.
Make sure you start off with one a day.
Yes, it's strong. The formula we have is unbelievably strong on here. That's why I was going to pull it up. But I didn't even know this until this research came out on here. This is the crazy part about it, is the fact that
are the Purple Six on sale?
Yeah, the boxes are. Product of the week. Where have you been all week?
Not with me. I guess I haven't been mentally active. I mean, so there you go. So they're on sale right now.
So they're talking about the dosage on. Yeah, they're on sale. Sidetrack.
I saw it for $40. I said, that's a heck of a price.
Yeah, no, it's a heck of a deal. They're almost 20% off. I got that whole batch in. I wanted to let everybody know if you wanted them. They voted. Remember, I voted between Burberry and HGA. Purple Sticks. Remember?
The Purple Sticks won.
The Purple Sticks won by one vote.
Oh, wow.
So they won. Wow. Anyways, I digress. Natokinase, 20,000 FU/G is the amount that they put in here. Now, it's interesting about this here. They were talking about it. They said 10,800 was the dosage they were showing is associated with 36% production of artery plaque size.
30% reduction.
10,800 FUs. That means that's only one capsule of our formula. Our formula is that strong. 10,000 is all they needed to make it happen on here. It says 6,000 to 12,000 average of 10,000. And yet our formula over here is 20,000. It's 100 milligrams. It's a really strong formula.
Start off with one.
Start off with one. That is why I've had so many people, and I'm not making any claims, that are having issues with blood clotting, issues with circulation.
I'm going to make this too. If you're taking a blood thinner.
Oh, yes.
I suggest you not take this unless you talk to your doctor.
Yes. Or if you're taking statins, which I don't know why you'd be taking statins. No. But doctor, if you're good. The formula we have put together, I didn't even realize. I told them what we wanted on it. I did not realize how strong it was until I started taking it and I started getting the feedback on it. And now the research that they're showing on this, 6,000 to 12,000 FUs daily, basically showed a 36% reduction in arterial plaque that was built up. It stopped new blockages and reversed.
And you guys wondered why we put it into the Spike Protein Survival Kit.
That's exactly. We did an entire show on it like 4 years ago.
Yeah, go on. Go back to this. I want you to pull up the Spike Protein Survival Kit.
I can do that as easy as it gets on here. Okay. Put me on camera four real quick, guys. I want to give it everybody. Okay. Now, I want to give everybody an update. So just this is easy. It's been like this the whole time. You want to look up Spike Protein. Search. Spike.
There it is right there.
Boom. Done. And it's everything. This right here, the articles we talked about with COVID.
Let's click on it.
Boom.
Here we go.
NAC, Natokinase, and super potent E. People asked us why we put this kit together 5 years ago.
For blood flow.
It wasn't let's throw products in a kit and sell them. No, it was specific. The Natokinase, what it does with blood flow, how it prevented the fibrin from clotting the body from the COVID-19 spike protein that was building up, the NAC that detoxed the liver and the lungs, and the vitamin E that helped maintain blood viscosity and cardiovascular properties.
Now,
it was the reason we put it together like this.
Let's rewind 6 years.
Okay.
Let's talk about spike proteins.
There you go.
Why are they called spike proteins? Yeah, that's because they look like little sand spurs. Microscopically, they look like little tiny sand spurs. And what they do, where your arteries go together and your veins come together and all these different things, there's little, they cause eddies in there. They start swirling where the blood flows. Remember, your blood pressure is pretty high, so it's running pretty strong through your arteries. And it causes little eddies. You know, you see it sometimes when you have a water hose in a pool or something, you'll see it spinning. And what's funny about this is when it spins in these different areas, a lot of times these spike proteins would accumulate in those areas like little sand spurs. And what these little sand spurs do, they start accumulating and sticking together, causing clots. I'm making this real simple. It's more technical than this, but I'm making it simple. And so what happens is your arteries get filled up with sand spurs, and then they basically get plugged up. And when that happens, boom, myocardial infarction. Suddenly, one of the arteries feeding the heart can't get enough blood flow, and you have a heart attack.
That's exactly what it looks like here. See on the top here, you see these spikes? Those are spike proteins. They grab in between the platelets. Yep. And so what they do is they start building what's called a blood clot. And you can see how the artery is, here's the vein, is unbelievably jacked up after that.
Yeah.
That's what the visual is. The natokinase helps prevent those spike proteins from clotting up with the blood.
Okay. About 20 years ago, I was on with Rod Parsley, and I did a big TV show with him about six different broadcasts. And I just posted one of those broadcasts on the show this week. I posted it on our website. And what I did, I took like a slide of a blood clot of an artery, and we opened up the artery, and I showed you the slide and having how this stuff builds up on the inside of the arteries. And I show you in pictures of what it does. So watch that video that I did 20 years ago and look at it and see what it looks like. And the reality is that's exactly what happens here. This stuff starts to build up. Give me this middle camera. This stuff starts to build up in here, and it starts to basically stick to the side of the artery wall, and it gets stuck inside of the areas where you have the joints where they go together, the veins where they all come together. So when this stuff happens, it causes massive. Why do you think these athletes who are so used to having a high oxygenated blood supply are running down the field and they just drop dead? Yeah. It's because of this. So that's why if you've taken that blood, that clot shot, that's what we call it. If you've taken that shot, I highly suggest that you make sure you keep your blood viscosity strong, take natokinase, and take the N-acetylcysteine. Very, very, very important. People need to understand that. Okay, now one more thing. Now, this is interesting. We're talking about all these different things about health. Southwest Airlines, probably the absolute worst scourge of an airline that I've ever even flown on. I hate to say that about them, but they're bad, is now charging plus-size passengers a fat tax at the airport. This is the article. I'm not making this up. I'm not saying things about people. And this is interesting. It says, Carrie McGraw was flying with coworkers to attend a conference in Las Vegas last month when Southwest Airlines employees stopped her at the ticket counter and said the agent's message was clear, either buy a second seat or don't fly for yourself. McGay is not alone in her experience in January. Southwest's popular customer of size policy changed, and flyers have taken to social media to share their frustrations. Flyers report that customer service agents have singled them out for their appearance and forced them to buy another seat to be accommodated, something they never needed to do before. Now, I'm going to stop this for a second. The other day, Austin, I got on the airplane coming back from St. Louis, and some guy gets in. He's 400 pounds, and he says to the stewardess, he goes, I need the extension for the seatbelt. Remember this? And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. Years ago, and I'm going to tell you the story, and I'm not picking on people that are overweight because I don't mean to do that at all, but I'm just telling you what it feels like to be at the other end of this. I got on an airplane in Dallas, Texas, and I just done a seminar. And I was exhausted. I was tired. And I'm thinking to myself, I want to find a seat. I'm flying in coach. And I said, I got to find a seat where I can stretch out in. I'm exhausted. So I get to my seat. And there's three seats completely empty. I am by myself. I can lay down. I can read the Dallas Morning News. I can do whatever I want to do. And I'm going to have a great flight for the next 2 hours on the way back to Orlando or Tampa. And I thought, this is great. Every seat on the plane was taken except for the two seats beside me. And suddenly, here come the next two passengers. The woman's about 350 to 400 pounds. The guy's about 80 pounds. I mean, or 90, well, he's not 80 pounds. 110 pounds. Tiny little guy. And I'm like myself, oh, please, not my seat, not next to me. So I'm thinking, well, the man will sit next to me. It'll be okay. All of a sudden, he goes up to the window, and she sits in. And I had to stand up and let her in. And I'm looking down, and she's in my seat. Do you remember this story?
Oh, yeah.
I wrote about it in my book, and they made me take it out, Maximum Fat Loss. And so she had to pull herself
over. They
made
you take it out?
No, they said it was offensive to fat people. The book's called Maximum Fat Loss.
Here's the thing. I get it. Sometimes you may have like a thyroid problem or something, but if you're like 400 pounds, that's not a thyroid problem.
No, so she
anymore.
Has to pull herself over, and now and it's ice cold there. It's wintertime, and she's got all the vents turned on ice cold, and she rolled over on her husband, and then I had to sit down, and she rolled back on top of me. Now, that's disgusting. That's just nasty to start with, okay? And so I'm up there. You guys are all laughing, but this is a true story. I don't make stuff up.
Now, he came home. He was mad.
I was mad. We're about in the book. And so she's got all the vents turned on her because, you know, she's hot and it's freezing. And so I reached up and I turned my vent off, my vent. And she goes, "Wah!" like that at me. I'm like, oh God, it's going to be one of those. And fine. So we take off. And now she's, you know, and finally I looked at her. I said, I got to keep my vent off. It's cold in the plane. And I said, you know, you're all over me. I said, can you please get over? And she couldn't sit in the side seat because she wouldn't fit. So, I mean, I'm sitting under her. You know, I feel like I'm being suffocated. Okay. And so finally she says to me, she chased her arm. Her arm's like this big, right? And she says, "Hurrah!" And she hits me in the chest with it. True story.
Hits you.
She assaults me on the airplane. And I looked at her and said, "What is wrong with you?" And she says, "Well, you turn off my vent." I said, "Will you stop it?" I said, "I'm already dealing with the fact that you're huge." And she looked at me and she goes, "You speak for yourself." And I said, "Speak for myself. You obviously aren't a size 2. No, because now I'm getting pissed, you know, because I'm stuck on the plane. We're flying. In fact, I actually got off the plane before 9/11, and I went and told the front of the county, "Could you get off the plane still?"
Yeah.
I go, "I need another seat. Every seat's taken." I actually complained before we took off. So I came back in and crawled back underneath her.
Okay.
And then her husband stands up. He wedges himself out from underneath her, stands up. He goes, "What did you say to my wife?" And I said, "I said she's not a size 2. And she looked at me, and he looked at me, and I'm sitting there going, I'm in airplane hell.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare.
Personal space.
And then, now you guys are all, now if you're really overweight, just buy an extra seat. I'm not fussing at you about that. But you have to realize.
Or just lose weight.
Stop eating so much. Well, the problem is, I know this isn't politically correct today. And at this point, because I experienced this, I really don't care. But now these people that are being forced to buy an extra seat on Southwest, they're getting up and raising Cain about this. Why do you think it's okay for you to sit on somebody else next to you?
You don't talk about personal space.
You talk about stench. You know, what are you doing? And that actually happened to me. And I wrote about it in Maximum Fat Loss, and the publisher said, "We can't leave this in the book." And I'm like, "Why not? It's called fat loss." And
how did we go from spike protein to obese people on airplanes?
Healthy blood flow.
Healthy blood flow. Start losing some body fat and nitric oxide.
It was time for a joke.
Well, the thing about it is,
it wasn't a joke. It happened.
And I'm not picking on people that have issues. They're trying to lose weight and all that. I get that. But you know, we knew a guy, a chiropractor, great guy. He was like 500 pounds.
I love the guy. He's a great man.
And he openly brilliant. Openly bragged though. He's like, "Yeah, for
over 500
lunch
over,
every day.
Over 500 pounds
lunch every day." Because I asked him. I said, how I gotta know, Doc, how do you maintain 500 pounds? So I was a bodybuilder at the time. I'm lean, but I'm eating all the time to maintain, you know, 230. He goes, "Oh, well, it's easy, you know. Lunch, the minimum I eat is 2 extra large Papa John pizzas and a 2-liter of Coke. That's my lunch every day." He goes, "Generally at night, I like to eat an entire tub of Blue Bell ice cream." I said, "You mean like a pint?" He goes, No. Half gallon tub. Every night. He goes, "That's my base meals." He goes, "And I usually have like 3 or 4 other meals about a day. They're about the same size."
That's why a lot of people get banned from buffets.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, you know, at some point in time, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work to eat that much food. You can't maintain 400 or 500 pounds, even 300 pounds, and eat it clean.
A year later, we came in, he's on crutches.
Yeah.
Okay. His joints, his hips, his knees had given out on the weight. Yeah. And he had to retire. Give him credit. He had insurance that if something happened to him and he had to retire young,
yep,
that they would pay him for the rest of the life.
Well, we got a good customer that I know, and he works with the Florida School Board. Great guy. And I saw him again. He comes to the office all the time. For about the last 2 years, he's been exercising every day, walking, doing fasted cardio, taking the supplements, cut his diet back. And he's down like 120, 130 pounds. Looks great now. Great shape. Feels great. And he's like, "Dude, it's called portion control.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go eat 2,000-4,000 calorie meals multiple times a day and then be like, oh my gosh, I'm gaining weight. How is this happening?"
Most of the people that are over 500 pounds, they eat between 15,000 to 20,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
Just to maintain the weight.
Yep.
And when they stop eating that many calories, they don't have to try to lose weight. It just falls off them.
Oh, and then you know what, guys? I put this together here with my marketing team this earlier. The Natokinase, this product is so good. I want to give everybody a coupon code on a day to try it out if you haven't tried it yet. When you put Natokinese in the checkout, put the term NATO, N-A-T-T-O, NATO, N-A-T-T-O. It's right here in the thing, camera four. You guys see it. And put this in the cart, and you'll get 10% off. I added it right here. Check it out. Boom. I'm going to try it, make sure it works. And you guys know I do all the stuff on the fly for y'all. It's live, too. I can't come back and fix it if it's not. But I want to make sure. Apply. Boom. Look at that. 10% off on Natokinese right there. And I'm sending it to myself at the office.
Now, what you said.
Now, I get it right here. Now,
you got a store credit here. What does that mean? Is that coupon
that's
code?
That's my points.
Oh.
I've accumulated points from placing orders on my own website.
Oh, that's great. So that means
I tested out.
So people
time.
Do the points, and at that point, they would get a $25.
Well, this
discount.
Right now, you know, this is so I just put in my order.
Everybody loves points.
$25 in points. I just put a coupon code in, which you can stack with your points, and I put in VIP shipping. So I'll have the product tomorrow or Monday, and my total order is $55, less I click on my store credit right here. Takes my order down to $30.
And next day air.
Next day air shipping. That's how you work the site, guys. I'm giving you a cheat code that I probably shouldn't be giving you right now. The more stuff you buy, the more points you get. It's cash. It's cash rewards. You can apply it to your orders on top of a coupon code, on top of VIP shipping.
Everybody loves points.
Everybody loves points. So, again, I'm making it as easy as I can, as cool as I can, because I like points, but I'm giving you a cheat code here on this one. But, yeah, that's my store credit. I'm keeping that. But so the Natokinese, check it out. When you put it on the website, go to Natto, type in Natto again at the discount code at the exit, and you'll get 10% off that. I want to get feedback on that product. After this research now, I really want some feedback, and you guys run it. I need some reviews on this because I only have 6 reviews on this product, all 5 stars.
Well, that's going to change.
But I need feedback on it from you guys, and so I appreciate that because this study is too big not to keep looking at here. When you're talking about one capsule a day reduce arterial plaque by 36%, that's huge.
Oh, by the way, the largest warship ever built is the USS Gerald R. Ford. It is an absolute lemon.
To
billions and billions of dollars. They have electromagnetic thing on the launch system on the planes. They used to use these catapults. You know, they could cable to the plane, fling it off the side of the boat. And they've been doing that since the 50s, by the way.
Right.
And all of a sudden they said, we're going to do some electromagnetic thing now. It's been nothing but an absolute nightmare. Now that Gerald Ford is in the dry dock, they had a big fire supposedly, unless it got hit by an Iranian missile, which who knows, that basically has wiped out the berth areas, a big fire, and people were sleeping on the floors all over the ship. What a mess that ship has turned into. And Gerald Ford, I knew Gerald Ford. I actually met him. He's a nice guy. It's a shame they named a doggone lemon after him. Now, what do you do? I think it was $13 or $14 billion ship. What do you do with a lemon?
I don't believe it was a glitch. There's so much propaganda and lying and straight BS out there with this conflict right now.
Well, the fire in the laundry room really burns a bunch of the ship down. To me, it sounded like something got in there, some bomb went off or something hit it.
Or somebody had an ordnance that went off
because
inside.
Because the Iranians
something.
Were targeting the ships, and so it was.
And again, I don't know. This is one of the reasons why I haven't covered a lot on this topic with this conflict over there, because you guys can get all the fodder, lies, BS, and propaganda you want from the mainstream news. I'm not over there. I have no intentions on going over there to do any type of research or basically do any type of news studies. The problem is everybody's lying. Israel's lying. Iran's lying. The United States lying. Everybody's lying on this conflict. One's claiming we did this. The other side's claiming this. We're saying we're doing this. It's all theater propaganda.
It's Goebbels.
It's Goebbels. It's on all sides. All of it.
All
propaganda.
And here's an interesting thing. The Straitjacket by David Haggath. And here's what it says. I'll read the first paragraph. Iran flat out rejected Trump's peace plan today, again, because they said, why should we listen to him? He's lied 3 or 4 times already.
Correct. He has.
He said, remember, we're doing the peace plan. Remember, then he attacks them.
Yeah.
Okay? Kind of sounds like Pearl Harbor. Iran flat out rejected Trump's peace plan today, again, and continued its attacks around the Gulf and Israel, where missile interceptors seem to be stretched a little bit thin now in their ability to shield the public on the Iron Dome. Almost like Israel is running triage to save their now use of their important sites. Iran clearly wants to stay in the fight at this point to exact as much revenge as they can several times. A move by Donald Trump to start indirect talks is illogical and not viable at this stage of the conflict, Iran says. None of this stopped the president from continuing to say that Iran is eagerly negotiating for peace. I mean, and hopes to have an agreement later this week, to which Iran gave an interesting response. Has the level of your inner struggle reached a stage of you, Trump, negotiating with yourself?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. I got to read that again.
Ooh, that was rough.
Has the level of your inner struggle reached the stage that you, Trump, are now negotiating with yourself? That came from Iran's top spokesperson for the military command. Trump also claimed enthusiastically that Iran has agreed to give up its nukes. Clearly, he is smoking something different than the Iranians, who shrewdly suggested that all of Trump's claims are a vain boast, solely intended to talk up the U.S. stock prices and talk down oil prices. Both markets do seem ready to lap up the swill on a daily basis, so mission accomplished, I guess.
Wow. So I'll give Iran that one. That was a pretty big quib on that one.
Yeah, it was.
You're negotiating with yourself now.
I'm going to post this article so you guys can read. I didn't know it said that when I started reading it. That's pretty cool. That's pretty
direct. No, we're doing this on here. So nobody's listening. You're negotiating with yourself over here.
Oh, by the way, now it shows that shocked you. Evidence is showing there's no link between CO2 and temperatures over the last few thousand years.
Duh.
What's your next story?
This one I want to cover. I'm circling back to on here. It's about basically AI. It says, horrified, AI slop puts young brains at risk, and it's spreading fast.
There you go.
They said child experts are warned that AI-generated videos disguised education is putting kids at safety and development at risk. The more content I find, the more horrified I get, experts said. He said there's a video that's been played over 50,000 times from two cartoon children seeing as they're in a car with this utopian background with vivid colors. They said the frame rate's almost half a second.
Wow.
I mean, it's so fast. All it does is keep changing scenes. And it says the first video seems harmless. It's upbeat. It says, second, hold on. Those lyrics just say red means go and green means stop.
Here we go.
Why are the characters changing in every frame with different hairstyles and colors? Worst of all, the video is supposed to be educational, but it sends precisely the wrong message about cars. The video opens with children riding, no seatbelts, and the front row of the moving vehicle bouncing up and down, defying graphics, floating alongside moving cars, stepping out in front of busy traffic while cars avoid them. The third and fourth scene shows the children walking in the middle of the road with moving cars driving all around them. It's not hard to imagine the video has gotten so many views. They said parents need to complete a task. Do something. They put kids in front of the stuff. The problem with this is not only going to cause confusion and be interpreted very poorly, it's causing a whole lot of attention problems. The issue is, and I'm going to put this out there, when you put these unbelievably artificially simulated videos in front of children with these crazy bright vivid colors, with these crazy videos, and they watch it all the time, what happens is their stimuli response from normal world topics and current events and certain things that happen in their life, I should say, as far as a toddler's life, become very dull. Oh, I don't want to go outside and jump in the tree fort. That's boring. I want to watch, you know, Jim and Sally bounce around in a car with five different shades of lime green as they laugh and jump and change scenes every half a second. Their stimuli and their receptors start getting dulled to any real world perception. This is a serious problem with young kids, because then what happens when they start dealing with school, they start dealing with homework, this is boring. All this is boring. It's not stimulating me like all my other AI videos that I want to watch on YouTube. Obviously, they're not thinking it that way, but that's the way their brain is understanding it, and that's the way their brain is comprehending it.
You remember years ago over Mulberry, this guy started this Patriot community, and he was bringing us in for seminars.
Yes.
And he played that video that was specifically, I think it was Little Nas.
It was the one where he was basically trying to seduce Satan.
And it was, and it had this
horrible video, by the way.
No.
And he played the video, though, for everybody.
He's a totally gay guy. And
complete AI video, too.
And there was a big tree with a snake in the tree. And that's basically Ein Sof, the snake in the tree. And I told him,
super satanic video.
I told him, I said, dude, I said, are we really going to play this? And I said, are you not going to explain what this is?
Right.
I said, give me 3 minutes, and I'll tell them what they just saw.
Most of the people had no idea what they watched in that music video. Same thing. Fast flickering.
It was all with a Kabbalah. And he wouldn't let me speak. And so I said, I'm done. I never went back to the thing again. That thing just kind of phased out anyhow, because he wasn't a
speaker. Well, he wanted to try to run the show and act like he was the big kahuna.
Big deal.
And he wanted to bring all these people in, but didn't want to give anybody any autonomy to add in different things or explain things or bring, you know, certain topics to discussion. So again, my friends, use discernment with your kids you're watching. Watch out for tech neck. Don't let them watch AI slop. If they're going to at least use an iPad or something, you're going to let them watch that. Make sure you've already pre-vetted it and you set a specific time for it. Okay, you watch 30 minutes of the show. That's it.
And you make sure if you do this, you make sure that's not a bunch of homosexual propaganda.
Oh, 100%. Really that important. Should be a given.
And satanic propaganda.
Yeah. So you guys need anything, check us out. NATO Kinesis, incredible product here. Put NATO in, and ATTO if you want to try that. You can use the product of the week, too. Those will stay. They won't combine bigger discounts, but they'll still go in the same cart. Add the purple stick powder. Whatever you want, we're here for you. I want to bring you guys a great health show today, and I think we came through pretty clean. A lot of new topics.
Hope to see you at church on Sunday. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life, for this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad. And I love you guys. Thanks for praying for us. I'll pray for you again.
Have a great weekend, my friends. Stay healthy. Talk to you on Monday.